Here we go. Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Uber has a bad week. The early returns are in on how potential foreign travelers are looking at coming to the U.S. in the face of the president's travel ban, with the 2.0 version of that ban due to be released on Monday.
European countries may be looking at U.S. visitors differently, and it has nothing to do with the president's actions. Will Europe require us to have visas? Gwen Duncan joins us at 3:20 with the story.
At 3:35, we take you out on the trail, the Canadian trail, that is, with a story about horseback riding in the Canadian Rockies.
Every summer, Jack London State Park offers theater under the stars, and at 3:50, we have a preview of this summer's shows.
As white puffy clouds float by outside the the KFPK studios is white. I wrote this a couple hours ago. Is it still white puffy clouds?
Hold on, let me look.
Okay.
Yep, white puffy still exists.
Excellent. An incredible predictor of the future I can be sometimes.
Amazing.
It's a pleasure to have you along as we make you a smarter traveler today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano to my right. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Luis Aquino at the board. And welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Mark, hope all is well.
It is. It's nice to be back in Sacramento. I've been gone for a week and a half, St. Louis, and then Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Want to talk about that.
Yeah, let's
get right to it today. At the beginning of the Travel Guys, we always bring you up to date on the travel news. So with that being said, Mark, what you got?
Well, let's see here. This first thing is for folks who fly Southwest Airlines a lot. A lot would be defined as at least 25 times a year. You know, sometimes, especially business travelers, Tom, will on frequently flown routes, let's say that, you know, Southwest has, you know, 8 trips a day to Burbank and a dozen to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and probably 12 or 13 to San Diego. So if sometimes you get done with your day, you want to leave a little bit early. So that's what this is about. Southwest is relaxing the rules that allow their frequent travelers to be able to take an earlier or a later flight without being charged for it. And so now you have a 2-hour window, which doesn't help you too much, because if a destination is only served 3 or 4 times a day, it's not likely that the flights are going to be 2 hours apart. But if you find a destination that Southwest serves a lot and the flights are within 2 hours of each other and you're a frequent traveler, you now have an extra benefit for traveling with Southwest.
And the benefit is that they don't charge you a higher rate.
Yes.
For a last minute
same day standby, which many airlines have had for a long time. And Southwest, which has been very lenient, you know, they're the only airline that doesn't charge a fee for changing a ticket after the 24-hour grace period has ended. And so, but Southwest on the standby policy has always been a little bit, and still is, even with this enhancement, a little bit behind some of the other carriers. So that enhancement to business travelers, Tom, really means a lot. If you frequently travel up and down the coast or something like that, and your schedulers want to change, why then you can shave a couple hours off of your day, and you'd like to be able to get home. So if your airline allows you to do that, why, it's a pretty major benefit. So now those who fly frequently with Southwest can take advantage benefit.
Very good.
Uber did not have a particularly good week. Did you hear about this?
Which one?
Oh,
there's been
man.
So many crazy stuff.
I started using Uber and Lyft a lot, mm-hmm. in cities because it's just convenient. But you got to be careful. It isn't always cheaper than a taxi cab. So you, especially with surge fare pricing and stuff, but in some cases, so make sure you do your homework and know what a taxi cab to the airport costs before you automatically call the Uber and say you're serving money.
So what do you got there?
Well, okay. So the New York Times did an expose on culture at Uber headquarters that apparently it apparently is a bit sexist there.
Mm-hmm.
Google has filed a lawsuit against Uber, saying that Uber stole trade secrets and intellectual property from a company called Waymo. If this is true, Uber executives could end up going to prison. I mean, this is real serious kind of. This is real serious stuff. And then finally, the CEO for Uber got caught on. He was in one of his own cars, and he got into a disagreement with the driver about some of the. And we have the link is on travelguysradio.com, and if you want to go there and watch the tape. It goes along for a couple, 3 minutes. They're just riding along. Mm-hmm. Most of the conversation that is, shall we say, aggressive on both guys' part comes up in the last couple minutes of the tape. So you can kind of fast forward there and watch it. But at TravelGuysRadio.com, you can see the whole thing. And Kalanick is saying that, you know, he's trying to talk. He says people should take responsibility for their own, and then he uses a word I can't use on the radio, but it's really interesting. And talk about putting open mouth, insert foot. Kind of interesting, as some people say, wow, maybe I should use Lyft from now on. So you can take a look at it at travelguysradio.com and decide for yourself.
It looks like the film was like dash camera that probably belonged to the driver.
To the driver, yes. Mm-hmm. And so they're just riding along, and the CEO's got a couple of lady friends with him in the back, and they're talking socially and stuff. And when the ride comes to an end, then the driver and the gentleman from Uber have a little bit of they have a discussion, and it doesn't go well for the Uber gentleman, not at all. You can see it there at travelguysradio.com. All right, the president supposedly will announce a Trump travel ban 2.0 is going to be announced on Monday. We are expecting that this will be a little bit different than the first version. Specifically, it looks like the country of Iraq is going to be taken off of the list of seven primarily Muslim countries. Where folks are going to be banned from traveling into the United States for 90 days. So that will leave six countries. Also, there are going to be some changes in terms of green cards and people who are holding valid visas to be able to get back and stuff like that. There was some confusion on the first time around. So we will wait and see what that looks like on Monday. Interestingly enough, Tom, coming up after the break, we have Gwen Duncan to talk about a situation that's developing in Europe, where Europe is maybe going to make the U.S. travelers have visas, and it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the president's travel ban, although you could suggest maybe that that's probably aggravating the situation a little bit because they're not very happy with it. But we'll talk some more about that after the break. But so some situations developing on a couple of fronts. If you're planning on going to Europe this summer, this could impact you. Meanwhile, here back on our shores comes an update from the Death Valley Natural History Association. They had some pretty serious floods down there last year, and actually it was in October of 2015, so it's been about a year and a half now, that damaged Scotty's Castle, which is an oasis in the desert. Mm-hmm. There's a huge story about how that all got built for another day, but nonetheless, a castle in the desert, and it got pretty severely damaged by a flood. It's not going to reopen until 2019 or 2020, but the National Park Service, you could go down and take tours of the castle. So a couple-hour guided tour of the castle. So those are gone now because the castle is closed. But the Park Service is offering Scotty's Castle flood recovery tours twice a day, six times in March and April. It's $25 a person, lasts 2 hours, involves walking over some uneven surfaces, no small children, 13 participants only, advance reservations. There is a number to call. Let's hope that I put this on the Travel Guys website. If I didn't, send us a note. Go to travelguysradio.com, send us a note, and I will send you the phone number and the website. But if you're going to Death Valley in the month of March, this is something that you might want to consider. Also, I will tell you, we were talking about this before we went on the air, because Sports Leisure Vacations has a couple of trips that go into the desert in the coming weeks. And the word is that the flora and fauna in the desert is just once in 100 years.
That's awesome. Yeah.
There's a couple pictures on our Facebook page that Ramona Gooch, one of our tour directors, posted, and places they're talking about, things that only bloom once every 100 years are blooming.
That's
places
crazy.
That don't never get enough water for these things to come out and show their colors, and that's what's happening. So if you are a fan of scenery in the desert, this is the year, and March would be the month to get out and get to Southern California and get out into the desert in some way, shape, or form, because it's pretty likely that nobody living now has seen what the desert will show you this spring. All right, here we were talking about the president's travel ban and what the impact that it may be having on tourism to the United States. Travel Weekly, which is a fairly prestigious weekly travel magazine, I would say it is the guide that the industry uses, says the decline in foreign tourism for this year is going to be 6.8%. Let's see here. According to Forward Keys, a well-known firm of travel statisticians, they say that searches on the internet in January and the first half of February were down, for travel to the United States, were down 17%. So it appears as though there may be some backlash here. Perhaps what the president is going to tell us tomorrow will clarify some of this and will rectify some of this situation, and folks will, sometimes if folks just have more information, then they can make a better decision. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But it appears as though travel to the U.S. might be off this summer. That means good news for people from the United States who travel domestically, mm-hmm. because big destinations like New York and Washington, D.C. and stuff, if fewer foreign visitors are coming, you may be able to find some hotel bargains of the like that you haven't seen before. Road Food, remember they were on our program here, talked about Frito pies?
Absolutely, just a couple of weeks.
Michael Stern's brand new book, it's the 10th edition of Road Food, an eater's guide to more than 1,000 of the best local hotspots and hidden gems across America. Think of it as diners, drive-ins, and dives in the written form, mm-hmm. and places, you know, with this book, think of the food that you could consume as you went across the country. Anyway, there's a link at travelguysradio.com if you would like to reserve your copy. I would highly recommend it. I have bought a couple in the past. And finally, before we close the news here today, Tom, is a note. Remember our Santa Tim who was on with us on Christmas Day?
Right.
This past year? Well, he reminds us that 30 Santas and Mrs. Clauses will be aboard the Ruby Princess. They train, remember, he's the guy who trains Santa Claus.
Trains the Santas. They were going to have a cruise, a trainer's cruise.
A trainer's cruise, yes. And it's coming up. In fact, it started yesterday. So thank you, Santa Tim, for that update. That's your travel news for today. And you went down to San Antonio last week?
I did. I did the rodeo trip every year. They have the rodeo in San Antonio. Yeah. It's one of the largest in the world. And they have it right there at the AT&T Center where the San Antonio Spurs play.
Did you go to the rodeo?
Oh, yeah.
You're a rodeo guy, huh?
I didn't participate this year. You know, last year I was in the calf roping. I was the calf, and they roped me, and this year, I just watched.
Yeah.
And they always have entertainment at the end of each evening. And of all the people that might show up, because they have a lot of really big-name country artists like Willie Nelson and such, this time, who do you think was there on that Thursday when we were there? Our buddy Huey Lewis in the news.
There you go. There you go. There's our man, Huey Lewis. I'm just back from a trip to St. Louis and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
You told me a little bit about that. Share with our audience the magic of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge, as Chris Galloway from our team at Sports Leisure Vacations calls it, he says it is the Redneck Riviera.
Okay.
And he says it's okay to call it that as long as you're not using it in a derogatory sense. It is a place in Tennessee. It's a mountain community, Pigeon Forge. It's not too far from Gatlinburg. And Gatlinburg is just around the corner, actually.
Well, I understand there's a lot to do there.
There is a lot to do there. It is. They call it the Redneck Riviera. Tacky has reached a new level in Pigeon Forge. Water slides and tacky museums and things. If you can think of it, they have it in Pigeon Forge. And there's so much tackiness. It's good. You know, when tackiness crosses the line of, and you think, God, that's just the most incredible collection of tacky stuff that I've ever seen in my life. And it's so well done that tens of thousands of people there come and spend their money. And every summer, nice people, reasonable prices, off-season hotel rates during the week, $59, $69 on the weekend, $99.
What was your favorite thing that you saw?
The favorite thing that I saw.
The height of tackiness. Did you get mini golf or something?
No. The Alcatraz Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge.
Excuse me?
Tennessee.
The Alcatraz.
Alcatraz, of course, an island in San Francisco Bay, and the Alcatraz Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge. I thought that was a bit of a stretch.
There you go.
Anyway, fun place to go to if you've never been there and you're wandering around Tennessee sometime. I probably would suggest to you that in the summertime it may be a bit crowded, but the Redneck Riviera, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Worth a look if you're a traveler.
Put it on my bucket list.
Absolutely.
All right, coming up after a short break, Gwen Duncan joins us, and we're going to talk about, is there a possibility that Americans might have to have visas just to travel to Europe. That's coming up next here on The Travel Guys.
All right.
Hey, speaking of deserts.
Yeah. Speaking of deserts, yes. And a horse with no name.
Yeah, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and later on in the program, we're going to tell you how, by listening to this silly radio show and visiting our website,
you can get tickets to see Hamilton in San Francisco. We have three pairs of tickets, and we are going to give them away starting in 2 weeks, and a little bit later on, we will tell you how you can get registered to win those tickets. So if you are a theater buff or you know someone who is, those tickets, their lower orchestra, the rear orchestra seats, they're still going for about $300, $400 online, so
very
it's a pretty
popular.
Good prize. Yeah,
yeah. Great show.
We will give you a chance to win those tickets. Right now, joining us on the phone is Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. And
hello.
Hello, Ms. Duncan. How are you this afternoon?
Real good. We had snow there for a little bit at my home.
Where are you? Are you up in your what?
I'm in Rescue. I'm on top of a hill in Rescue, and we had a little bit of light snow today, and it went away already.
We almost had to send somebody to Rescue.
From Rescue.
Rescue.
What are you, about 2,500 feet, something like that?
Actually, we're at about 1,600.
Oh, my, that is low.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, they reported it was going to come down as low as 1,500 by tonight, so I expect it might get kind of...
Well, let you go so you can get out and shovel that snow off the driveway.
I know we're going to talk about something real important here.
And listen, this is kind of pretty important because when I saw this, I thought, well, you know, this is just backlash from the president and his on-again, off-again travel ban, but no, this isn't. This EU visa war with the U.S., while perhaps enhanced by that whole situation, really springs from something totally different, doesn't it, Gwen?
That's right. The EU started back in 1957, and then they added countries different years. They had little swells of countries coming in. But it was back in 2007 and 2013 was the last one of those five countries that the United States has decided has all along because they're past Russian, communist countries.
Right.
Communist countries that they require visas, and those countries are Cyprus, Bulgaria, Croatia, Poland, Romania.
Well, and this has to do with a policy called visa reciprocity.
Reciprocity.
Yes.
And it's what it is they're talking about.
Thank God she pronounced
labor.
It better than I did. People need to understand that the reason this is happening is because the EU has a policy that if within 24 months of being notified that you're not offering reciprocal visa arrangements between an EU member and your country, which the United States is not for these five countries, then it is up to the European Union Commission to suspend the visa waiver for the nationals from that country, which would mean that legitimately Europe could suspend visa waivers for folks from the United States fairly soon.
Yeah, that's right. They've been expecting something to come from this as early as this last day. It was April 2014.
Uh-huh.
But it got passed over. The parliament, what brought it all up, I think, was when Croatia came in 2013, and then they started discussing. They were upset that they still had to pay for passports to come to the United States. Then the other one started joining in, which was Hungary and Poland and the other ones, and they decide, hey, wait a second, we're a part of the EU. We should get this free pass there.
So,
and
Gwen, so what will happen now? Where are we at here? Where does this go next?
Where we're at right now is that the Parliament had a hand-raised vote on Thursday at the European Parliament saying that they wanted to suspend the free waivers for the United States. And it goes to the European Commission, and the Commission is going to be having a meeting. They've got until May, and they're going to try to negotiate. However, there's a conflict in all the reports I've read that on June 15th, they've got a meeting set up with the EU and the United States to try to make terms that make everything work. It should have happened in 2014. It didn't. Now what has happened is there are five countries involved, not just the U.S.
Right.
But Australia and Japan, Brunei and Canada and the United States are the five that weren't doing that. Well, everybody but Canada and the United States went on and changed their rules.
And Canada is changing theirs later this year.
They're changing theirs, yes, yes. That'll be over by December the 17th, so it's just the U.S. And so they're kind of having a pee-pee match, to tell the truth. But there's a lot of contention overseas because the European Travel Commission is fighting this because they say that billions of dollars comes into, you can imagine, $1 billion comes into all of Western Europe, especially.
Well, 30 million U.S. tourists. Yeah, 30 million U.S. tourists every visit Europe each year, spending more than $54 billion. So even even if you lost 10% of that, that's $5.4 billion. And not to mention the people who come over here and drive our travel industry with all of their overseas visits, because travel right now is absolutely booming all over the planet. So, Gwen, we need you to stay on this, and we need to get an update. If there's any kind of an update in the next couple of weeks, we probably need to get on it and give our folks an update. If you're traveling to Europe this summer, you're planning on traveling to Europe this summer, you need to keep an eye on this one. Hopefully they will work it out, but if they don't, you might have to scramble for a visa at the very last minute.
I want to make a note, a comment here. I know this morning my husband was on his Yahoo, and Yahoo had a thing that says, don't get your panties in a wad. There's not going to be a big deal. It is a big deal. Now, if the travel commission doesn't win in Europe, we're going to have visas.
Yep.
And you're right. We have to stay on top of this. But that went out on Yahoo. And so there are a lot of people sitting back and probably saying, oh, they're going to lose. That is never going to happen. But it could. And so I'll let you know in May or June, whenever those. I'm going to keep up with this, obviously. And I'll let you know what's happening. And let's all take a sigh of relief if they decide not to. But it's getting pretty testy.
Thank you, Gwen. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. If you are looking for a good travel advisor, you can find a link to Gwen's service at TravelGuysRadio.com. When we come up after the news at 3:35, we're going to take you trail riding in the Canadian Rockies. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
You can travel by road. You can fly by plane. You can take a ride.
That's our old buddy Marcus Mio.
Marcus Mio, all the way from the land down under. He sounds like he's from, I don't know, Tennessee.
I'm sorry, I jumped in. You were about to do an ID.
The old reset. For those that may be joining us for the first time, you've stumbled across the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, here every Sunday to make you a smarter traveler. You can follow along with us at TravelGuysRadio.com. And if you're out of the area and you want to listen in, try iHeartRadio.com. Some places you can hear us on the stream, but from according to our next guest, who's in Canada, not so today. Mark, who do we got?
Well, we are joined, Tom, by Stuart Watkins. Stuart is apparently calling us from Canada. Hi, Stuart.
Good afternoon. Canada's a pretty big nation, so let's narrow it down. I'm calling you from Lethbridge, Alberta, which is the size of Texas.
I was just going to say, just stop by Lethbridge. I'm kidding. But Alberta is. I actually know a little bit about the geography and stuff up there, having been a traveler in the province for 3+ decades. So, Stuart, are you up in the Rockies or are you down in the flatlands?
Well, I'm about an hour and a half from the mountains, but actually, I'm going out there on Thursday. It's a short drive, and we've had a lot of snow, so the skiing is good.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, we could tell you all about that. The skiing's pretty good down here too. Although we almost all got washed away a few weeks ago, but we went from not having enough water to having more water than we could do. Stuart, tell us about these spectacular trail rides in the Canadian Rockies. I thought this was pretty awesome. Well, the Canadian Rockies are an incredible place to visit no matter how you get there, but I thought this was really kind of a unique way and something that wouldn't appeal to all of our listeners, but for a few of them, it's some adventure travel that they might like to know about.
Well, it's very unique. We started this in 1923, uh-huh. and it was sponsored by the Canadian Pacific Railway until 1962, and then it's been registered as a nonprofit society with the provincial government of Alberta ever since, and we operate it today as a volunteer club, and I'm the president.
Now, so you folks offer a number of trail rides over the course of the summer, right? Is there half a dozen or so of them here I'm seeing on your website?
At the moment, we've got five, but judging by our bookings, we're probably going to be adding some. We've got 1 4-day, 2 5-day, and 2 6-day trips.
Okay. And the good news, really, about these now is that because of the difference in the U.S. and Canadian dollar right now, the fact that the U.S. dollar is worth 30% more in Canada, literally, you can take 30% off the cost of one of these vacations, which I can just tell you that anything in Canada right now is selling like hotcakes, because literally, travel to Canada is on a tremendous sale right now. If you've ever been thinking of doing something like that, Stuart, who takes some kind of a trip like this?
Good question. Our demographics have changed over the years, but here is how it is today. Over 60% of our riders are over the age of 50, and 75% of our riders are women. So we're going after the demographics of the people that are interested in an adventure, bucket list kind of a trip, but they don't necessarily want to rough it by going backpacking. They're looking for something luxurious. And in Canada, in our national parks, at least in the mountain parks, the only way that you can see them is either to walk or ride a horse in terms of the backcountry. And riding a horse, most people can do, because we take 40% of our riders are beginners. So we'll take just about anybody. And we have intermediate and experienced people as well. But this is the only way to get into the backcountry and see this incredible scenery, unless you want to walk and backpack, of course.
Stuart, I did a little bit of well, it was called Equestrian Wine Tours in Oregon, and that was one of the things that they brought up, was that you don't necessarily need any riding experience, pretty much. We use Tennessee Walkers. What kind of horses do you use? And like you say, it's pretty easy for folks that maybe haven't done a lot of riding to be able to take these tours.
Well, we don't encourage people that have never in their life been on a horse to kind of arrive at our door. That has happened, and we can handle that, but it's not our first choice. We do like people that maybe get a couple of lessons in, but most of our riders, about 40%, are what you would call beginners. Do either one of you remember a movie from 1991 called City Slickers with Billy Crystal?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the best analogy I can give you, except it's not a cattle drive, it's a trail ride. But that's the market we're going after. We're not going after the horsey people, because they want to bring their own horses and do their own thing, and we don't allow that. This is a City Slickers thing, where you can get on the back of the horse and go back and see the back country in relative comfort. In regards to your question about the horses, we just go to auctions and we buy horses that have been riding around through the trails, and then we train them for about a year or two before we let a customer on them. And we won't allow people to bring their horses, especially those from the prairies, because they wouldn't be able to make it through the mountains. We go over some pretty interesting trails.
We're talking with Stuart Watkins. Stuart is with Trail Ride Vacations in the Canadian Rockies here on the Travel Guys. You can find a link to his website at travelguysradio.com, just like everything that we have on the program here today. Stuart, so you don't stay in hotels at night, right?
No, this is a camping excursion, although we call it high-end camping. It's wilderness. We're out in the wilderness, and it's rustic. But we provide our guests with Indian-style teepees and tents. We put them on raised cots, so you don't have to sleep on the ground. We supply the mattresses. People just have to bring a warm sleeping bag. We have a great big dining tent with incredibly good four-course hot meals every day, picnic lunches on the trail. And then at night, our feature presentation is live entertainment, Western cowboy type. And we live in this base camp for the entire trip, so you don't have to move every day. And each day we ride from the camp into the backcountry. And we go to a different area every year. And this year we're in Waterton Lakes National Park,
which is
a World UNESCO site. And it borders with the state of Montana.
Yeah.
And Waterton National Park is on the Alberta side, and Glacier National Park is on the Montana side.
Stuart, this sounds very exciting. 4, 5, or 6 days, so people can choose how long they want to be out in the on horseback. What kind of wildlife do you stumble across?
Oh, everything. We've been shocked the last couple of years at how much wildlife we've seen, almost a daily occurrence. We've seen grizzly bears, black bears, moose, deer, elk, mountain sheep, mountain goats. I mean, you name it, we've got it. It's been just incredible.
Trail rides in the Canadian Rockies. Stuart Watkins has been our guest. Important to note here, Tom, as Stuart mentioned at the beginning, but might not have been picked up by everybody, this is a nonprofit society in partnership with the government, right, Stuart?
Sort of partnership. We sign a contract with them to go and build our camps and go out in the backcountry. Yes, that's correct.
But point is that
completely independent. We have a volunteer board of directors. And we just do this because we know we have an incredible product. It's part of our Canadian Alberta history. We've been doing it for 94 years, and it's such an incredible vacation. We have a lot of repeat business. And as you've mentioned, with the Canadian dollar the way it is, I mean, our six-day trip is $27.75 Canadian. By the time you convert that into U.S. dollars, you're getting almost $1,000 off.
Wow. Stuart Watkins with Trail Ride Vacations, thank you for joining us today on The Travel Guys. If you'd like any information about a trail ride in the Canadian Rockies, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you very much. Come on up and see us this summer.
Wow. Does that sound like fun?
Absolutely.
I mean, that might be one of the... I mean, I'm just sitting here. You know how on the radio they say theater of the mind and painting pictures and stuff like that, and I'm just sitting here because I've been in the Canadian Rockies. I've been a little bit in the backcountry up around Emerald Lake, and just to walk on some trails and stuff like that. But if you got really into the backcountry of the Canadian Rockies, if you think the Sierra Nevada is pretty, you have no idea. And it sounds like that this is something that people can do, mature travelers can do, and you don't have to be a horse riding expert.
Absolutely. So, you know, these folks know what they're doing. Anybody that puts on trail rides or, they might do a cattle drive or whatever up in the northern part of California and so forth. But this, and I bet you they got a chuck wagon and a spread of food that you would have on this ride that would probably exceed some restaurants.
A non-profit club of enthusiasts who enjoy taking new guests to explore these spectacular mountains with the comforts of home. Almost sounds like something they could talk me into doing. All right. So what do we got coming up next? We're going to the theater.
Yes, we are. We're going to San Francisco, Jack London State Park, Bay Area. Brand new season about to get underway, and we're going to be talking with, who is it? It's Stephen Stubbins. He's one of the co-executive directors for the CMO, and so that's coming
next.
We're
talking theater at Jack London State Park next on The Travel Guys.
In my mind, I'm
Travel Guys every Sunday, 3 to 4 o'clock, also at TravelGuysRadio.com. Mark and Tom here with you, and off to someplace relatively close. And
yeah,
Mark,
one of your
favorites. We've had these folks on several times.
This is one of my favorite venues, at Jack London State Park. It's a great place to go during the daytime. They are really creative with the things that they do at night. And for several years now, they have been putting on Theater Under the Stars at Jack London State Park. This year, there are going to be 4 Broadway-inspired concerts. And we have with us Stephen Stubbins, who is the co-executive director of Transcendence Theater Company. Did I say that all right, Stephen?
You did. Hi, Mark and Tom.
Hi there.
Hi there. How you
Stephen,
doing?
We were just talking here during the break. Have you been on the radio with us here before?
Yeah, actually, this is my 3rd year getting to talk to you guys.
All right, Tom, you were right. We knew we had talked to someone from there before, but we just couldn't remember if it was you or not. Well, welcome back to the Travel Guys. Tell us how did the season go last year? What's coming up for this summer? How does it look down at Jack London State Park?
Yeah, well, last year we finished our 5th season, and the name of our big productions that we do is called Broadway Under the Stars, and it's in Jack London State Park, right in Wine Country. Last year, after doing 5 seasons out there and after playing a part in helping to save Jack London State Park from closure over the last 5 years, we reached 81,000 people over the course of the last 5 years. So it was really kind of a landmark for us. We've been able to give the park over $267,000 through these concerts, and we've been able to bring about 400, over 400 400 artists, Broadway artists, straight from New York City out there. And so it's been great. And this, we're just really looking forward to this coming summer and taking everything up to the new level.
So just so folks understand, you're not going to go out and see, you know, a Broadway show, Phantom of the Opera or something like that. What you're going to see is Broadway-level entertainers performing bits from Broadway shows. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's basically the best of Broadway. And the really cool thing about these performers that we bring in is they have all these diverse talents. You have incredible tap dancing, followed by lyrical dancing, followed by somebody who's an incredible opera singer, and then followed by somebody rocking out to Imagine, you know, who's won awards for his pop singing. So you're going to see Broadway standards, you're going to see classics, but you're also going to see contemporary pop hits, and it's a beautiful mix of talents every night.
Stephen, help us understand a little bit about the venue, because it's outdoors, and people have to, you have to park and walk in. Folks, traditionally, some folks go early and picnic, don't they?
Yeah, it's actually really, it's kind of a whole Sonoma County experience in one evening. So you drive through the valley of Sonoma Valley, through the vineyards. You park in Jekyll and State Park. The parking is free. You get to picnic. There's 2.5 hours of pre-show picnicking and wine and food trucks and pre-show music right next to the vineyards where Jack London wrote his books, where he would ride his horses and had his sustainable farm. And we actually have our Broadway performers. Normally at a Broadway show, you'd have to wait after the show at the stage door to try to say hi to them afterwards. We actually put them out there pouring wine for you, greeting you as you come in, tearing your tickets. It's this beautiful community aspect right there in the park. And then the show begins at 7:30, and as the sun goes down, the lights come up, and it is, the word people use most is magical.
Stephen, I understand that if you happen to have a, you know, you want to do a birthday event or an anniversary or, you know, a corporate or a private event, that you guys can accommodate that. Tell me how that works.
Absolutely. We actually do lots of groups at the event, and it's so great because we can fit a lot of people there together, and with that 2.5 hours of pre-show picnicking, you can really have your own space there. You can do a corporate gathering. We have a lot of wealth management firms that will, you know, entertain their clients, wedding parties, you know, and then it's a great way to kick back with some wine, enjoy each other's company, and then have an emotionally thrilling and moving night together that you'll remember forever.
I see online, Stephen, that the tickets prices are really pretty reasonable. They start at $53, which includes a $5 park contribution and all of the ticket, any fees associated with ticketing. So that is the bottom line price. There are discounts for groups. This is really a wonderful way, as you mentioned, a way to kind of, if you've never really had, or you have visitors coming from out of town, a way to really kind of get the Napa Valley experience. Folks need to buy tickets in advance for this?
Yeah, actually, we do encourage it. We sell out often, and tickets go fast. So I would, if you're coming to Sonoma County, I would definitely say Wine Country or just the Bay Area of San Francisco Bay Area. I would get your tickets in advance and check us out if you are here too, because we do have nights that we have available tickets sometimes too.
Stephen, tell the folks how they should dress, what they should bring with them, what they should expect.
Yeah, what's really cool is like throughout the whole summer, there's almost never rain out here, which is why the grapes like it so much. But we'll start, the event starts at 5 p.m. and you'll have like, you might be 90 degrees, 95 or something like that. And then the sun will go down and it gets cooler. So we tell people to kind of dress in layers and to bring blankets, but we also sell blankets and stuff too, so people can have that.
And there are reserved seats, just so that folks understand that you are going to be able to go and sit in an actual chair and watch the performance.
Yeah, there are. There's the pre-show picnicking is all on this great lawn, so it's very free, and there's picnic tables, and people can kind of sit wherever they like. But then during the actual performance, you go into these old winery ruins. It's the ruins, the wall, ruin walls of an old winery that was brought down by the 1905 earthquake right in the vineyards. And there, in there are seats set up, and you get reserve seats, and yeah, it's all set up for you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you mention food trucks?
Yeah, food trucks.
Last year?
To Sonoma County, you probably know places like The Girl in the Fig has a food truck that comes in and is, you know, like really nice gourmet food trucks from the local area, as well as Tri-Tips Trolley and many others.
Wow, it sounds like
got everything.
And hey, listen, I think, Tom, what I'm going to have to do is go back to the office on Monday and convince my staff that Sports Leisure Travelers should be making at least one excursion down to this. You can go to travelguysradio.com and find a link to the theater and all of their shows. Advance tickets are advised. You could do way worse than an evening Broadway under the stars at Jack London State Park. Stephen, thank you again for joining us on the Travel Guys. Best of luck with a great season.
Thank you. guys. I appreciate you.
All right. Break a leg. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and since we're talking Broadway and entertainment, I think it's time to slam it down, Mark, here, and let folks know about how they can win tickets see Hamilton.
We have three sets of tickets to give away to the Broadway show Hamilton in San Francisco. It opens in 2 weeks. In San Francisco for an extended run. If you would like to win those tickets, all you have to do is to register and then listen to win. We are going to start giving the tickets away on March the 19th, and starting next week, you'll be able to go to travelguysradio.com and register. You only need to register once. There won't be any advantage to registering more than once, and you will need to be listening for your name to be called and call the station during the program to be able to win the tickets. We will have three sets of tickets. We'll start giving them away on March the 19th. And registration to be able to get in there will start on Tuesday at travelguysradio.com.
Any restrictions?
Any restrictions?
Limitations?
No age limitations. If you're an employee of Sports Leisure Vacations or KFBK Radio, why, you cannot win.
Okay.
I got to take a minute here and talk about a couple of sports leisure trips before we go off the air. We've got like a couple of minutes here. Day trips, which are very popular, actually. Day excursions that we do quite regularly. This one is in San Francisco on April the 18th. It's called Architectural Icons. Go and if you are an architectural person, you know that San Francisco has some really cool things. That's on the Tuesday the 18th. And also, women are from Venus, men are from Mars, women are from Venus at the Marines Memorial Theater. Sunday, the 23rd of April. This is a really fun show. So if you're looking for something that is just a fun day in the city, men are from Mars, women are from Venus at the Marines Memorial Theater with Sports Leisure Vacations. You can go to sportsleisure.com and click on the day trip link for information, or you can call the folks at Sports Leisure Vacations tomorrow morning after 9 o'clock at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687 for information on those two little excursions. Let's see, what else do I have here, Thomas? We're giving away Hamilton tickets. That starts in 2 weeks. This is kind of interesting. They're talking about how airports, we got a minute, airports are around the country, not ours, fortunately, but many airports around the country are in great need of revitalization. This may come down on air travelers before too long, because they are talking about lifting the cap on the passenger facility charge. And so we'll keep an eye on this, but it's entirely possible that your airline tickets may be going up in cost. And if you're from Sacramento, it will be to build other people's airports. So we'll keep an eye on that. On the European visa thing, we've got Gwen Duncan on that. So we will be here next Sunday for an hour of travel news and fun.
And don't forget now, you have to listen to win. Be here next week. More on how you can win tickets to Hamilton. Don't forget now, visit travelguysradio.com for all that we talk about here on our radio program. Mark?
Thank you, Thomas. Remember, folks, dance like nobody's watching. We'll see you next week.
And email like it'll be read in a deposition. Stay well. See you next week.
News Radio KFBK Sacramento. KBEB HD2.